you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The harbor master tried to call the ship. The captain refused the call. We sent emails to NCO. They said, well, the only way for us to get in touch with the ship is to send them emails. They're not responding to our emails. The captain could have made an easy decision to turn one of the tender boats back, pick us up, safely load us, and then go on the way. They had no port of call for the next day. They were simply going to be at sea.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four. Get on up. Get on up.
Is there a cruise line called the Wambulance Cruise Lines by any chance?
Not that I know of.
That's a couple of stranded Americans out in Africa.
From either North or South Carolina, I believe.
South Carolina, because it makes a huge difference. Stranded. Where is Africa? Do you know where Africa is?
It's in Africa.
Stranded cruise ship passengers in Africa race to rejoin their ship after they're just so disgruntled that the ship didn't stop and turn around. Now, I've never been on a cruise because I want to survive life. I'd like to live a little longer.
Right. I've been on several.
I'm not going to... certainly not going to go onto a beach with 7,000 passengers all on the same beach. Sardine Beach, by the way, is what it's called when you get to any of these ports of call on these cruise lines. Eight passengers left stranded on the African island nation of Sao Tome and Principe have been struggling for days to catch up with their Norwegian cruise line ship. So you're getting are you getting ready to go on a Norwegian cruise?
Yes, in June and July.
Here's the deal. I know you like to be late. I know you like to make an entrance.
No.
Well, you do. You do like to make an entrance.
I love to make an entrance. Okay. But
well, yeah. Just so you know.
Not on a cruise ship.
This is not like the old days of the Love Boat where there were several passengers waving to people on the dock. You know, because there are always people like waving, bon voyage. You're not going to be able to wave as that thing is drifting away.
And expect, they'll leave you.
Expect them to come back. Mm. Now, have you ever been on a cruise ship that had left somebody? Does that word get around?
No, they make it very clear that we're leaving.
I understand
that. You have to be back at this time. Ship leaves.
You become the scuttlebutt on the ship when it's left you. Like, do the passengers know? Oh, God, they left somebody.
I would think so.
I think they should hire somebody at the first port of call. And every time when the ship goes out, first port of call, has some local, a resident, mm-hmm. who lives there, not on the cruise ship, come running up at the last second screaming, hey, wait for me! And then you have, you know, people on the dock going, oh my God, they've left somebody. I guess they ain't messing around. Uh-huh. And then boom, next port of call, guess what you don't have?
Late people.
Whiny bitches like the Campbells who, you know, are part of the eight that are stranded. The cruise line didn't answer their emails, didn't answer the emails of the harbor master trying to get them to come back, trying to get the ship to come back. The Campbells told the TV station that several members of their group are elderly, another is a paraplegic, and one is pregnant. Well, should you maybe possibly take that all into consideration before you take an excursion that you know is going to leave you with little time? When you've got people with special needs, like pregnant women, elderly people, paraplegics, that you might want to think, let's make sure we have plenty of time to work in the reboarding of the ship. Oh, this guy bitches and bitches and bitches. You should see this guy.
Oh, I've heard him. He was on all the news last night.
Oh,
there's lots of articles.
It's everybody's fault but my own. Is this your brother, by any chance?
No, but...
Are you related?
He's certainly the victim.
Yeah, get a drop of blood in a vial. We'll see if, in fact, you share any DNA.
Okay.
Oh!
The world is against him, that's for sure.
Yeah. Our first did you see... Coming up will be, did you see that Yes Man ruined the podcast for podcast-only listeners yesterday?
Well
done.
What did you do?
Well done, sir. Oh, I don't know. You pulled a couple of pranks on me, and those who listen to the podcast saw the title of the podcast, Kim Pranks Mark Twice, on today's show.
Probably should have kept that secret.
You know how many just podcast-only listeners we have? The stats come in every day. We're like, damn. And you're privy to that information.
I am.
And Matter of fact, you're the one who kind of gets that information and says, wow, look at all these podcast-only listeners.
All the downloads. And
yeah, all that stuff. Yeah. Then there you go, putting up the...
And spill the beans.
All
right
the
there,
beans.
Front page.
You didn't only spill the beans, you ground them into coffee. And then you pissed all over them. Here, drink this.
I should have put more thought into it. I'm
served
sorry.
It right up.
Hold on. I want that on a t-shirt.
Should have put more thought
into it. No. And then get the word more out of there. I should have put some thought into it. Because you saying more thought means that there was some original thought. And right. With you, there's no original thought. It's just
nothing.
Your thoughts are revelations. Oh, you know, if I had thought about that. Oh, yes, man. The dude who doesn't. And sometimes when he does, it's like, oh, for God's sake.
He overdoes.
Then don't. Yeah. The dude who doesn't, who shouldn't. There you go. New York inmates are suing to watch the solar eclipse after state orders prisons locked down. So the state says, oh, we'll be locked down during the eclipse. Now they're suing to see the eclipse.
Which they may not have even known it was happening.
Which, by the way, Becky Turner from Morristown, one of our favorite listeners, writes often to us.
Mm-hmm.
She said after listening to the podcast yesterday, she's not one of the ones that complained about the title ruining the podcast, but you know, there were others.
Oh, I know.
Just listening to the podcast, this is from yesterday's show, where Kim and Tyler couldn't quite grasp that cloud cover will obliterate the ability to enjoy this eclipse, especially for those who are traveling to go be right in the line of totality. Listen to the podcast, and my nine-year-old, was losing his mind when Kim and Tyler couldn't grasp the significance of cloud cover.
You know, it's not our fault she has some young Sheldon-like child.
Oh,
right? You know?
Oh, you need a boy genius to grasp the fact that you don't get the effects of the eclipse. Because one of the things I wanted to make sure yesterday, now granted, if a storm system is moving through, you can sometimes on the horizon see, you know, some light and some sun.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, during a storm, and there was cloud cover all day yesterday,
yes,
especially towards not a bit of sunshine, not a bit of light through the horizon and between. Yeah. So just so we're clear, and before you try to retrofit your comments to make it not retrofitting.
Well,
you usually do. You usually do.
I'm not.
You know. And by the way, the glasses, make sure they're not fake. If you're going to get, if there's a run on counterfeit eclipse glasses.
Who's doing that?
Scientific American posted a 3-step test to make sure your eclipse glasses aren't counterfeit.
Well, I just got some yesterday, so I better be checking them.
All right, let me tell you, please tell me they're two shaped in two big clouds, like two cumulonimbus clouds. Please tell me that. Please tell me they're shaped
they're
like that.
They're not.
Like, you know, like sometimes like 2002 glasses had the big O's,
you know,
right there. Please tell me your eclipse glasses are cloud shaped.
No, they're not. They're the regular, they look like the regular, almost 3D looking glasses.
Indoors, you should be able to see very bright lights. Outdoors, it should be too dark to see trees or even the ground. Then if they pass both of those tests, take a quick glance at the sun. It should be a sharp-edged disc, and looking at it shouldn't feel hard in any way. All right? So that's your test. And to Pam from Knoxville, who texts often, I don't know where you can get your glasses, Kim.
I got mine at a luncheon yesterday.
So if you can go to Kim's luncheon yesterday, because, you know, she's somebody who has luncheons. We all go to lunch.
Well, right. this was a luncheon.
We'll all eat lunch, but Kim, she goes to luncheons.
Well, it was. Knox County.
Bring me a luncheon. I must attend a luncheon, please.
That is Lizzie, Emily, Georgia, and Aurora, a band known as The Last Dinner Party.
Pretty cool.
On the Mark and Kim Show. Sounds like it's from the upcoming Broadway musical WTF. Which there isn't one.
It does, though. I kind of like it.
Felt like her shoulders were up and she was holding her hands in front of her when she started to sing that song. And how the hell do I know their names?
Because you always know the names.
I don't know. I know these names. Danny Masterson, in jail for 30 years for rape. Diddy, who will go to jail.
Oh, yeah.
This has got all the hallmarks of all the other people that have gone to jail for these exact same things. And what do they have in common? The name is Ashton Kutcher.
Oh.
Guilt by association? Question mark, question mark.
Ooh.
In a 2019 interview that's making the rounds, Ashton Kutcher pleaded the fifth when asked for stories about any of the Diddy parties he attended. The two of them have been friends for 20 years.
He and Diddy?
Mm-hmm. From back in the day when, you know, when you say, well, you know, you can't punk me. And Ashton Kutcher would say, well, I'll show you.
Yeah.
People who wanted to get punked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you think you can punk me?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. With your lies. So first, he and his wife, Mila Kunis, were nailed to the wall for writing letters of support that, for convicted rapist Danny Masterson. And people say, well, if he was on the set for all this, he knew what was going on with this whole thing.
Be hard for him not to.
That's what she said. And then now he's getting dragged down by his association with Diddy. Oh, I've seen him with his shirt off recently.
Well,
who's facing charges of rape and sex trafficking. Ashton and Diddy have been friends for decades, ever since Ashton was hosting Punk'd. So they're already, this already, according to this article, so that already doesn't look good. But a video just resurfaced that makes things even worse. In 2019, Ashton Kutcher was on Hot Ones, where they go down the line of hot sauces getting increasingly hotter. And then Sean asks a bunch of questions. The same Sean, by the way, who broke up with his porn star girlfriend when they found out, when it became public, that he was dating a porn star.
Yeah,
the shine fell off of that man real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You can date the porn star in private. And you can date the porn star in public.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right? That's what my father always told me.
It's good fatherly advice.
And the host asked Ashton Kutcher of any stories of the many Diddy parties he attended, because Sean had said, you know, these infamous Diddy parties we've heard about. To which Ashton Kutcher responds, I've got a lot I can't tell. Then he paused to think further and said, I can't tell that one either. I have a question, though. I seriously have a question. You know, it's not like we don't expect that at some of these parties there would be sex. Okay, all right. Well, you know, right. But what exactly happens at these parties that you literally can't tell? Because if you know if people are having the sex, you could say, yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of sex around. But if it was,
and just leave it at that,
and just leave it at that, because that's what we'd all assume. It's like, you know, the Playboy Mansion and all that crap,
which all that stuff,
right? Exactly.
Out.
So you got all this debauchery. You got all these people with low morals. They're going to do things.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
To say that
but when you do that, you make us all imagine, well, who's then involved that probably shouldn't be involved?
Yeah.
That you're, oh, I can't tell that. And, you know, it's almost like a humble brag. And it puts him directly in the middle of it, as far as I'm concerned. I'll be honest with you. Of course, it's easy to say now. That's why I say things. I always felt a little dirty thinking about, you know, like seeing Ashton Kutcher. I don't know.
Now, why is that?
I don't know. He just seemed a little two-faced. I don't know. It just didn't seem right to me.
See, I never felt that.
And I kind of, you know, you kind of dug him during the whole Demi Moore thing.
Yeah.
He was, you know, right. And the kids and everything else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I never felt that about him.
Maybe it's easy to feel that way now, knowing that he's, you know, with Danny Masterson and with Pete Titties. And so, I'm sorry, Diddy. I gotta stop that. And so, yeah, we'll see. Maybe the shine's fallen off Ashton Kutcher.
Well, if he keeps being associated, or if we keep seeing him associated with people who are the truth's coming out.
Are you at these parties or something?
No.
Are you the person we're not supposed to know about?
That's right.
A source says that Ashton and Mila are staying as far away from this chaos as possible. After the beating they took over the Danny situation, that beating caused Ashton to step down as the chairman of the board of a foundation that he and Demi Moore had set up to fight the exploitation of children.
Oh, my goodness.
Interesting when Diddy's involved in sex trafficking possible and all that other stuff. Oof, man. Jenny from the block taking a little heat from the internet over continuing to hang on to this whole Jenny from the block thing. And people
quite
are like,
a bit of heat.
Thank you.
People aren't liking it.
Lord. Quite a bit of heat.
Well, I mean, truly, it's been pretty big.
Okay. Like, you know, she's taking pictures of herself all messed up with messy hair and like she still got the block in her. And the people are like, you know, you haven't seen the block since you saw it on Google Maps. All right, you haven't been back to the block. You're not the block. Shut up.
But it doesn't mean she's not from the block.
Yeah, but being from the block and elevating past the block doesn't mean you can continue to rehash the block over and over again. She's not. Look at Jennifer Lopez now. I mean, granted. Oh, look at Jennifer Lopez now.
But she's still from the block. Remember where you're from.
Here we go. Here we go.
Well, I'm just saying.
Kim has her apologists, you know, the Kimpologists.
No. Just don't forget where you're from, you know? She remembers where she's from.
Well, okay, well, then talk to the internet, okay? People from that area have a problem with it. You from, you know, Shangri Halls don't have a lot of say on the Jenny from the block thing. Has renamed her tour due to weak ticket sales. She had canceled dates, I think 7 dates and counting. The tour was called This Is Me Now, after her latest album.
Mm-hmm.
Now the tour is called This Is Me Live, The Greatest Hits, hoping clearly that it'll reel some of the fans who remember her stuff that was maybe better before than it is now. I don't know. I've heard a couple of the songs. I mean, they're not terrible, but there was a run of Jennifer Lopez music. It's like, mm-hmm. damn, that's good stuff. It was hits. They were hits. So she had 7 tour stops due to weak ticket sales. So a rebranding of the tour should really incite all the ticket sales now. The kind of the luster's a little off. The look is still the same. Oh, don't get me wrong. Oh, yeah. Thinking about it right now. But she, yeah. Even as we speak, stand back. take an eye out.
All right. Some guy on the internet. He asked, what percentage of the Earth's population have been close to a cow, like within 10 feet of a cow? And I saw that question and I thought, well, everybody's been within 10 feet of a cow. But surprisingly,
not everybody.
Only 90.2% of the people who answered said yes. So 10% of the people who were asked said, no, I've never been within 10 feet of a cow.
Well, if you live in a city and you grew up in a city and you don't go like on a field trip to a farm.
Doesn't everybody go to a field trip on a farm?
I never went to a field trip to a farm.
Did you not?
I grew up just outside. The half of the square that is Washington, D.C., the other half of the square is the county in which I grew up. It's a major city, Arlington County, Virginia. We took field trips to McDonald's to see the behind the scenes at McDonald's. We went to the museums in downtown D.C. We never went to a farm. I didn't probably get close to my first cow until somewhere else. I mean, I've been within 10 feet of a cow.
Oh, and now you talk about how every day you see a cow.
I think that if you don't live in a city, then every single day of your life, you see some form of cow, print or the actual.
Well, now this was an actual cow.
Yeah.
Have you been within
10 feet of a cow?
Yeah, I've milked a cow.
Oh, right. Well, let me guess. One of your 73,000 jobs you've had?
No, it wasn't. It was a field trip.
Okay.
Because I thought being within 10 feet of a cow was so common, I've milked a cow as well.
All right.
It's not as easy as it looks.
Nope.
But once you get started,
it's
pretty easy once you find the feel of it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, while you're feeling of the cow, they sometimes don't like it.
We still talk about milking the cow?
Yes, we are.
Where that Lil Jon raps about it and Ludacris.
Yeah. So because I thought being around a cow that close was so common because of where I've been my whole life, I guess out in the country, and then I married a farm boy. They had cows for a long time.
You may have married a boy who was living on a farm.
Yeah, he's not really a farmer.
You did not marry a guy. It's so funny. He's everything she brings up.
He does farm stuff.
Okay,
he grew up on a farm.
He's not a farm boy.
If they have 100 and some acres of a farm, that's a farm boy.
But he doesn't work the farm.
He did.
Well, he ran screaming.
He has to fix fences, and they had cows, and they had chickens.
She wants him to be everything.
Yeah.
I don't want him to be everything.
She projects everything. He's a nerd. He's a farm boy.
He is a nerd.
He's a genius. He's tall.
He's not a genius, but he's smart. And he is tall.
He's 6'4",
he's tall.
I don't think he's 6'4".
He is. He used to be 6'4 and a half. He's shrunk some. But anyway,
I love how these adults are putting the halves, the quarters, the three quarters on their height. She did it for years until we measured her and she's like, oh, well, okay.
Anyway, I thought if some people hadn't been around a cow, I thought it'd be interesting for us to talk about what was the strangest or most exciting animal you had been within 10 feet of.
The dodo.
Have you been around? The dodo's extinct.
I'm sorry?
The dodo's extinct.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is. You're calling me a dodo.
I did not call you a dodo. I just said the dodo.
You're calling me a dodo. After the game, we'll talk about the most exciting or strangest animals we've been around.
I just explained mine.
No, I want you to think about it. In a real way, you're not going to call me a dodo.
I didn't call you a
You've
dodo.
You've already called me a dodo.
I didn't call you a dodo. You asked me which animal the closest. I said the dodo.
It's extinct.
Doesn't mean I'm not around one.
I want us to talk about this after her versus him.
All right, fine. Her versus him is her versus him today. As we welcome her two contestants, one named Anna and one named Kane. Today, Anna and Kane are playing the list for
a $30 gift card to Jacob's Deli and Grill on Middlebrook Pike, where their motto is, "What can I do to make your day pleasant?"
Please tell me they don't say it the way you just do.
I don't know how they say it. I'd have to go down there and see.
With that voice you put on.
It's what can I do to make your day pleasant?
Ugh. Kane, you feel a little cringy on the way? She's... Kane?
A little bit, yeah.
All right, bud. Hope Kane joins the broadcast at some point this morning. Hi, Anna. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm about to hand a list to Kim. She's going to try to describe the words or phrases to you on this list over 75 seconds. At the end of the round, Kane, make sure you're listening in as they're playing, because if they have to skip one or they run out of time at the end of the round, if you knew what Kim was trying to describe there and you know the answer, wait till the end of the round. We'll say, hey, Kane, you want to steal any points? And then you can do that. And then the same for you, Anna, after I play with Kane there at the end. All right?
Sounds good.
All right. Kane, you there, buddy?
Where'd his excitement go?
He wasn't terribly excited off the air either. All right, are you ready, Kim?
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Anna?
Yes.
On your mark, get set, go.
Picking your nails, biting your nails, spitting in public. What are all these things?
Ick.
No, it's something you do that you shouldn't do, and you do it repeatedly. Biting your nails, it's stuff that your mom would say, stop doing that, quit that. All right, we'll move. We'll move on. We just had this past day before Saturday. It was part of the Easter weekend. It's when...
Good Friday.
Yes. It's a Taylor Swift song. It's also when you have beef with somebody, and it's the red stuff that courses through your body, and it's not good, so it is...
Bad blood.
Yes. What you say to everybody before you go to bed. It's your
good night.
Yes. This is Lady Gaga song. It's not good, but it's what you have with somebody you love. It's when you take flowers, and it's all the things you do that are good, that are not good, but it's a Gaga song. I don't know how to describe this. I'm not doing well at all.
Wow. Hold on. Scoremaster Steve, what do you have?
Anna was able to get three. But there's two there that Kane can steal.
Kane, come off that top rope and steal some points for us.
Bad habit. Bad romance.
Kane is that still water that runs deep, isn't
yeah.
he? Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yes. 3-2. We want to read the list, Kim?
Good job. Bad habit, Good Friday, bad blood, Goodwill Hunting, bad bunny, good night, bad romance, good year, bad hair day, and good old days.
I don't know if that list was good or bad.
It was both.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready?
Anna and Kane.
Kane.
Kane, yes.
Yes. Are you ready, Kane?
Yep.
On your mark.
Yes, ma'am.
Get set, go.
Okay, this is it's an animal similar to the anteater, but it has a really weird name. It's got a double letter.
Armadillo.
No, it's similar. It's a furry animal. It's I think from Australia maybe. Not the anteater, but the other word we use. It's like we say. Oh, it's an oh. I'll pass. All right, this is Automobile Association of America. What's their three letters? You call them when your car's the car's broken down. So you call this place and they come out
AAA.
And help. Yes. This is the retired persons, the American Association of Retired Persons. You get the card when you're 50 for discounts. Do you know what club that you're part of?
AARP.
Very good. Champagne is also known as this. It's the nickname for champagne because of the carbonation in it. So it is called a glass of
Yes.
Chardonnay?
Yes. And so a nickname for that word would be what? I'm gonna pass. Okay, when you're fishing and the thing that sits on the top of the water above your hook is called the what? It is orange and it's white and it just sits there on
Bobber.
The top. No, it's a better word. Oh, no. Forgive me. On a sewing machine. Oh, my God. I misdescribed it. Oh, Scoremaster Steve, what do we have right now?
Kane was able to get four, but there's three there.
Hold on. Plus the two he's already got?
Yes.
What's his current score?
His current score is four.
His current score is four because he only got two of mine.
Right.
There's how many that Anna can steal?
Three.
Anna, you could win the game right here with the stolen points.
I know. Is one bubbly?
Scoremaster Steve, it's currently 4-4.
That is correct.
Keep going.
Oh.
2 seconds. One second.
Ooh,
it's over.
I'm not sure.
Scoremaster is now 4-4.
Such a good game.
Yeah, it's not over yet. Aardvark, AAA, arg, matey. I guess because you had A-A-R-G-H on that.
Uh-huh. Arr, matey.
A-A-R-P. We have the G-H on there, so I thought that was arg. Babble, bubbly, blubber, Bobbin! Oh!
The little sewing thing.
Yeah, not the fishing lure thing.
Yeah, he said what you were describing.
I know he did, but we can't give him that. Mm-mm. All right. Here's how speed round works. I'm going to say something. First person to say their name gets to try it, gets to answer it. All right? So your buzzer is your name. Call out your name. Recognized. I'll recognize you, and then you'll do what I ask. Are you both ready?
Yes.
Spell cantaloupe. Call out your name if you know.
Spell.
Kane.
Spell what?
Kane. Too late. Kane, do it.
C-A-N-T-A-L-O-P-E.
No. Cantaloupe. Wrong answer. Anna, spell cantaloupe. Anna.
C.
Come on.
A-N- C
B L O U. Yes, man. Spell cantaloupe.
Oh gosh. C A N T A L O U P E.
Oh my goodness! Did the boys just win the game? Trying to see if the paper I'm holding up. Can you see the word cantaloupe backwards?
I can when you're holding me up to the line.
But I didn't hold it.
You didn't hold it up that way when he was spelling it.
Oh, Anna, I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Good job. Kane, that was a great game.
Interesting, a guy named Kane, you know, Glenn Jacobs, is going to Jacobs Restaurant as the win for her versus him. Congratulations, Kane.
Hey, I appreciate it, boss.
You're the undisputed champion of the her versus him segment, baby. Within 10 feet of the craziest, wildest animal. Yes, man?
Alligator gar.
Alligator what?
An alligator gar.
What's a gar?
It's a looks like a fish, but it has the mouth or snout, if you will, of an alligator.
Huh? Did you get bit?
No.
Oh, when I went to the Everglades recently, I was like squatted right down next to a alligator or a crocodile. I can't remember. An alligator in the Florida. Yeah, gators, Florida. Yeah. Yeah, man, but freaked out the internet.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
I thought it was fake. And then he's like, no.
Oh, no. So, yeah, I have been up close and personal with alligator.
That bear in the forest that I got all upset about.
Big open field in Cage Cove. I'm out shooting vistas and stuff like that. And up walks a bear. He plops down. He's crunching walnuts. I inch in. And I just sit down. I'm about 10 feet from him. He's a juvenile, so I could have easily fought
him. It still has claws and teeth.
Well, he wouldn't have killed me.
It could have.
Nope.
A juvenile bear is still a bear with claws and teeth.
About the size of a St. Bernard. That's about all it is. So I could definitely ward it off.
It's still a bear with claws and teeth.
Yeah, I may be injured, but I'm not going to. It won't kill me. It will not kill me.
He's one of those people. What if I could fight off a bear?
What if it bites you on the neck? It might be game over.
It won't get anywhere. I'll stand up. What's it going to do? Jump me?
Yes.
They can run pretty fast.
A juvenile bear. It's maybe a year to two old. He's about 50, 75 pounds.
Ain't no bear going to get me.
Is that what I sound like when I talk? Someone told me the other day I have a very sexy voice. So, you know, whatever. But that's fine.
So Catherine says
and
she...
Thank you, and Tyler, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Catherine's, Catherine says on our Facebook page that she got to pet a tapir last year.
Did you have to look up what a tapir
is? I did.
What is it?
I did. It's a strange animal that confuses many people because
what is it
looks like a combination of a pig and an elephant. And it's,
pull up tapir for us if you could, please. There, Ricky, research.
It's most related to horses and rhinos, not pigs or elephants. It's an ugly little animal, but it's so ugly, it's cute.
Climb aboard and hang on for 8 seconds?
I don't know.
That thing's ugly. You wouldn't want to look at that.
It's very ugly. Carrie says a manatee. She thought it was a shark, peed herself, and ran on water getting out of there.
So she was in the water when the manatee came by. They're very gentle. They're very gentle.
But if you think it's a shark.
Well, depending upon where you were, more than likely it's in shallow Florida water. Usually inland kind of thing. It's not an open water thing. So
But sharks can come inland too, you know.
It's rare.
Well, they do.
She's in Florida. She should know. She might be around this is sea cows. Now, if they're also called sea cows, or is that something else?
I believe so, yes.
If manatees. I see a big fish in the ocean.
Okay, manatee's not a fish, is it?
Still, my immediate thought is going to be, it's a shark.
It's a sea cow, a manatee.
Okay, yeah. They're fresh.
Amber says she was a volunteer at Bays Mountain in Kingsport, and a raptor. She got to hold a raptor.
A raptor,
whatever.
I mean, a wild bird of prey.
Yeah.
They're awesome. I love that. My favorite animal out there is any kind of hawk, like a ringtail or a red tail hawk or a bald eagle. I see them all the time now. I live within 100 feet of an osprey's nest. I mean, it's wonderful. Oh, love them. Love them. Love big birds of prey. I hope they just come down and snatch you right away. That'll serve you right.
See?
Fly
my nightmare
away.
Comes true.
Fly away with Kim. I'll look over at my Fort Loudoun Lake, and there will be Kim dangling from the feet of an osprey.
And it would fly me right over to your home.
And drop me right on my roof.
Eagle-eyed Emily says that she had...
She's eagle-eared Emily, but that's fine.
Eagle-eyed, too.
Is she a bird?
Well.
She's eagle-eared Emily, but go on.
But anyway, she had a red panda at the zoo get super close to her.
At the zoo, though.
At the zoo.
Yeah,
but she said she wanted to reach through the little tiny fence that they have. You know, they have the little squares where the red pandas are. I don't know if this doesn't count.
But
she wanted to touch it, but she said it was the first exhibit she went to and didn't want to get thrown out at the first exhibit.
We aren't talking about zoos here, though. So that's...
Michelle.
Sorry, eagle-eared Emily. Didn't hear the... qualifier on this. Zoo visits don't count for this.
Michelle said she was very excited when she got to pet a giraffe.
Okay.
And that is cool.
Where do you pet the giraffe? It's pretty tall.
Probably on its neck.
I mean, what are you holding on to? I don't know. That's not my neck.
Melinda said she got to hold a baby lion at Myrtle Beach 40 years ago.
I haven't held a big cat yet. I haven't had an up close and personal with a big cat. That's what I want.
Yeah. I got to hold a tiger cub at the Ponderosa Zoo because they'd just been born.
Aww.
And so they had little sharp teeth, though.
Yeah, I haven't had that chance yet.
I don't think they'll let you do that now.
I want to wrestle a big cat.
Wrestle?
I mean, just like goof off. You know, okay. Like the ones where you see where a guy raised them.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like cat. Ding ding.
Ding ding. What?
Like, yeah.
Oh.
For the belt. Ding, ding. He wants to wrestle for the belt. Yeah. Let's do a quick Insta-text poll on this one. Quick Insta-text poll. You borrow $10. You buy Powerball tickets. You win the billion. How much do you owe the person who loaned you the
$10? $10.
Oh, I'm surprised by that. I thought that would be yes man's answer.
Well, you owe them $10, but you can give them as much as you want.
So here are the options. Because they helped you win. Let me give it exactly as it was online. We've got the debate all flying everywhere. And feel free to jump in, 656-7827. A friend asks if they can borrow $10. Sorry,
$10,000.
$10. You hand them a 10. They go buy Powerball tickets. They hit the billion. How much do they owe you? Here are the four options. One, the $10 you originally loaned them. Two, half the winnings. Three, all the winnings. Four, nothing. I'm surprised by you.
Well, you owe them $10. That's what you owe them.
But hold on, you're being literal. You're not often literal.
Well, that's what you asked, but probably...
I've asked many a question and get no literal answer whatsoever.
But,
you, on the other hand, yes, man. I knew it'd be like, well, $10. Hold on. Might even say nothing. You know why? How about this one? I don't think you were in the room for this one.
Okay.
The peep spray, the peeps body spray that you guys used to scam me on, of course, my olfactory senses being wild and smelling everything. snuck under a table, sprayed my feet, my legs. All you caught me on video going,
stayed with you for days.
What's that smell? And I was mentioning that. Oh, what are you all going to do with that? What are you going to do with that peeps rig? Because I'm probably going to sell it. Sell it. Yeah, I'm going to go online, see if I can make some money on it. I'm like, okay.
Right.
I'm like, sounds just like him.
Yeah, but you listen to what he said, though. You need to make some money. I said, oh, yeah. Well, who gave you the money for that? He had to, oh, yeah. Y'all did. He wants to sell it. Something we gave him money for to turn it around thinking he's going to make a few bucks on it.
Yeah, this about guy, 20.
This is, huh?
Yeah, maybe $20.
Well, for the $5 spray?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't spend $5.
No, we did.
And there's two of them over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you put $10 worth. He's going to turn them around, make $20, whatever. He's not going to sell them. He always talks a big game. He always talks about what he's going to do, and then he never does it.
They'll be piled up on top of the Prime next to his refrigerator. Yeah,
that's right. You got all the Prime you're holding on to. Hey, your husband's holding on to forever stamps, hoping to retire on those at some point.
No, we're still using them, except we don't mail anything anymore.
Bought $100,000 in forever stamps back in there, 26 cents, trying to turn them around on the internet for money. The top vote getter was just the original $10 when asked, how much do you owe them?
Well, yes, that's literally, what you owe them.
Literally, yes, you do owe them $10.
But I'd probably give them more if I win $1 billion. I'd feel guilty if I didn't.
I'd give you the $10. I'd give you the $10. You'd win the billion. And then I'd have the story. Can you believe the yes man didn't give me a damn dollar? Didn't give me a dollar. I'd rather have you give me nothing than half, because it's a better story.
Okay.
But you don't have to worry about that. He probably wouldn't even give you the 10 back.
You know, if he won the billion, we'd never hear from or see him again.
Yeah, we'd go, where's he?
You'd disappear faster.
Screening calls.
Than anybody.
Pack up the fam and be gone.
I know, you throw your cell phone away. You start a new life. You might even come up with a new name.
Think so?
Yeah. Huh. You have to walk away from that name you had.
Yeah.
Top vote getter, $10, 72% of the vote. If they want to give you more, great, maybe they should, but they're not obligated to. Yes, you're right. You're never obligated to do. Half the winnings is the next with 15%. Then nothing gets 12%. 2% think they should give you the whole billion. No. What's the point in borrowing the money? He's borrowing the money for a reason, either to eat with or to buy lottery tickets. But they're using it. It's not like he's just holding on to it.
Yeah, you're not asking to be asking.
Let me hold a $10 bill.
Yeah.
If the roles were reversed, 64% say they'd only feel obligated to pay back the original $10. 27% claim they'd split the winnings. And 9% say, screw them. I know I'm a billionaire, but they're not getting that $10 back.
That's kind of weird.
You're just a bad person.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you try to sell something when somebody else gave you money for it.
Yep, yeah, Tyler.
Wow. So I don't know if you'd heard that Angie Harmon's dog was shot and killed by an Instacart delivery person.
Yeah.
So this is the weirdest part about this story. And I'll just read it as it is, and then you can kind of prick your ears up when you say it, kind of like a dog. When you hear the thing that made me throw
it's better
up
than a dodo.
Throw up a... Okay. All right. She's stuck on the fact that I called her a dodo bird. Yeah.
Wouldn't you be?
I didn't call you a dodo bird. I said it was the wildest animal I've ever been around. Actress Angie Harmon is accusing an Instacart driver of shooting and killing her family dog and then boasting about it in front of the family. Law and Order alum said in an emotional Instagram post that she and her daughter's completely traumatized and beyond devastated over the loss of their dog named Oliver. Police responded to her Charlotte, North Carolina home over the weekend, and Instacart has launched an investigation. Here's what's going on. When the driver arrived, Harmon claimed the man got out of his car, delivered the food, and then shot our dog. The Rizzoli and Isles star alleged the driver... Now, this is... Rizzoli and Isle star alleged the driver saw that her Ring camera was charging in the house and took advantage of knowing he was not being recorded to then shoot her dog.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Mm. We're always talking about how, well, people know they're going to be on camera. Don't they know? I mean, by now.
But
he noticed it wasn't there?
No, not only that, she says, noticed that the Ring camera was charging in the house, took advantage of that, knowing he wouldn't be recorded. The police let him go because he claimed self-defense, Harmon continued, but he did not have a scratch nor on him, nor was his pants torn.
Yeah.
The police have concluded the investigation, say it's over. It's self-defense. They said that.
Now, I'm wondering, and nothing that I've seen says that there's been like a history of this driver and the dog. You know, nothing I've seen says that there's any...
I'm not sure that necessarily matters.
Well, but if the dog has attacked him before or something like that, you can almost say, okay.
I'm sure he would have said that, but he...
Not that that would have been made it right.
The actress, keeping in mind that she's an actress, said, he shot our dog with my daughters and myself at home and just kept saying, yeah, I shot your dog. Yeah, I did. Funny how the camera's not able to pick any of that up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it just happened to be charging inside the house.
Yeah. None of this makes sense to me.
No, it doesn't make any sense. We're a bit traumatized, and police are saying no. Closed case. Case is closed, says the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Department.
And you would be traumatized if your dog is shot. And you see it, especially. Yeah.
In the podcast, in the Mark and Kim Show podcast, the bonus section, the extra, we'll have discussions about you people who still, to this day, drive with your dogs in your lap. Dogs in laps. Part of our discussions coming up in the bonus podcast, available on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Star 102.1 app, and Star1021FM.com.
All you people want is more, 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 more. Gimme, gimme.
More.
So I'm a big fan of psychology. All right? Thought at one point, based on sociology and psychology courses that I took in college, that I would become a psychologist. And I've kind of become an amateur psychologist dealing with these two people on a daily basis where I have to try to figure out what the hell they thinking. What the hell
are
you
thinking? We'll tell you what we're thinking.
Yeah, you'll tell us. And then it just reveals a lot about your psychology, your psychosis, generally speaking.
And our need for psychological help.
Yes, absolutely. So when I see people who do things that I know that they know are two things, illegal and dangerous, it makes me wonder, like, are they such narcissists that they think they're above it, that they are above the law, that they can't be bothered, they can't be told anything? There's a whole shit ton of people right now who can't be told a damn thing, all right? Set in their ways, this is how I'm going to do my life, this is what I'm going to do, and like sovereign citizens and stuff like that. And you know. So when I see someone who has, shouldn't say there's no way they don't know. I've got to learn not to use absolutes.
There's always people who don't know something.
When the stat is 13% of dog owners drive with them on their lap and they told their insurance company that they do. So they either don't give a shit. They don't care about their dog. They don't care about the law. Or they just may be stupid. Because how do you not equate? And here's what I don't understand. How do you not think for a second, this goes into your narcissism probably, that if in fact you're in a head-on collision, or, you know, in the Hansard world, just hit a speed bump.
Right.
And the airbag deploys. Because, you know, airbags deploy when you hit a speed bump.
He didn't hit a speed bump and
pothole.
It deployed.
I mean, a pothole. Okay, sorry. Well, what actually happened, he drove so far off the road that it tilted the car enough they thought it was a rollover.
Yeah.
It wasn't so far. It was right off the edge of the road.
Far enough.
Right off the edge of the road.
Probably about a 45-degree angle. Because it would have to be more than a 45-degree angle before the car senses that it's going to roll over. But we won't get into that because that's a whole different kind of narcissism. Did they not know that when the airbag will deploy and the dog is in your lap, it's not only going to kill the dog, it's probably going to kill you too? Do you care? If you care enough about your dog to have it next to you all the time and you can't be far enough away from it while driving a vehicle. And I've even seen like full size dogs, not just like the little shitty lap dogs.
Yeah.
Like the little Pomeranians and stuff like that, or the Jack Russell Terriers. I'm talking about regular full size, you know, good dogs, you know, not those little yappy shit dogs.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. The ones that Kim likes so much.
I have two big dogs right now.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's another little yappy lap dog in her future.
Nope. No plans for it.
Like you have no plans for divorce, but you continue to bring it up. Got no plans for divorce.
Could happen.
It could happen.
Anything could happen, but truly, I don't plan for any more dogs. I didn't plan for one of the ones I have now.
That's not a definitive.
No, that makes you think that there's a possibility.
There's always a possibility.
But I've never, never driven with a dog in my lap.
That's a good thing. Because you know it's against the law and you know it's dangerous. Which one?
Both.
Okay, you know it's both.
All right. Yeah, I care more about my dog than to let it ride, and myself too, really, You know, and if you look it up, if you care enough to look it up, it will tell you that the airbags of your car, safety provisions of your car are not designed to have a dog in the front seat, much less in your lap. You know, it says that the airbags will crush an animal against your face or chest. It talks about that and how you could die because the airbags will not do what they're supposed to do. Or they will do. They'll deploy.
Right. But they won't
protect you. They will smash your dog against you and your chest or face.
That's where I wonder, how do people not know? Or do they just don't care? And if they don't care, that's the psychology. I'd love to, like, at some point, you know, I'm a public person, so I have to be careful with the dumb things I want to do. Because then people always misconstrue it, no matter if it's stupid or not. They'll still make it even stupider than it was. Where I just want to approach these people, say, "What? Do you not know? Do you not care? What's wrong with you?
I think
how about
somehow,
I give you a slap? You know, all these things I'd like to say.
I think somehow these people think, for whatever reason, that it's safer. Well, the dog's safer if I'm holding it in my lap. I can somehow protect
Nobody
it.
Nobody says that.
No, you can't.
Nobody says that.
No, I'm not saying they say that, but I think in their head they somehow think that, you know, they're keeping their dog from flying through the windshield or something.
You
I don't know.
When you used to throw your arm out to keep your kids
or your wife
from flying forward.
We still do it.
Yeah. Well, we may do it, but, you know, it wasn't going to do shit for keeping them through the windshield. Okay.
The back seat is really the safest place for your dog. Now, I'm guilty of my dog riding in the
back seat is the greatest place, by the way.
Pardon?
You said the back seat is always the best place for safe sex? Is that what you said?
No, I didn't. For the dog to be. Okay. But I'm guilty of my dog riding
in
front.
In a cage or whatever. Well, 1,000 respondents, an insurance company talked to 1,000 dog owners, and half say they worry about their dog causing an accident, as in a car crash, not just like pooping on the seat or something like that. But they're concerned, like, with the dog in the cockpit, if you will, in the cabin of the car, running, bouncing around or whatever. 69% of people in this poll usually make their dog sit in the back seat. 41% let them sit up front in the passenger seat sometimes. And 13% have them sit on their lap. Mm. You know, we did ask that one day, hold on, if you drive in the left lane when people are trying to get through on the left lane, but you won't get out of the way, you do know that's against the law, right? Give us a call if you don't. And we got tons of calls. I didn't really know this. I'm really kind of hearing it for the first time. Now, I don't know if we were being trolled or not, but there are people who did not know the left lane law.
I don't think we were being trolled. I think these people honestly thought, Well, I know people get aggravated, but there's not a law about it.
These are also the people that think that nothing will ever happen to them.
Yeah.
The tornado will never hit their house. They'll never die in an odd way or whatever. They must not think, the 13% that let the dog sit on their lap, must not think it'll ever happen to them. Because, you know, you've gone years and years without an accident. That's why they're called accidents. They just happen. Yeah, it's not an accident. Purpose. It's not on purpose, right. Half of dog owners think there should be laws requiring you to buckle your dog in or restrain them in some way. 45% let their dog hang its head out the car window. That's bad too, because the dog will be, even if you have to stop short, like, you know, that dog could be severely injured, if not ejected.
Oh gosh, yes.
If not ejected. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. 88% of men and 77% of women admit they might not always be paying full attention on long trips because they're busy entertaining their dog. And 9% have kept their dog occupied by letting them watch TV on their phone.
Oh, my God.
I can tell you this. Now, I'll admit this. Maybe this has to do with my lunacy from time to time. I have discovered that my internet is so good now. You know, streaming movies, TV shows in my car, on my phone, while I'm driving. Is possible. I try to avoid it at all costs.
You try to avoid it?
Yes, but man,
try.
Yeah. Yes, I try to avoid it.
But that
at all
means
costs.
That you try, but don't always succeed to right. avoid
if I
go, it.
If I don't have a podcast to listen to, then I will play a movie that I know super well on the audio.
So you can still
I can visualize it
so to speak.
Yes, because I, you know, watching a movie, you're going to be watching your screen. I'll bet you watch movies while you're driving. I'll bet you watch TV while you're driving. I have a feeling. I just have a feeling.
I have, but no, I don't.
I have, but I don't.
No, I have in the past, but I don't currently.
While driving, not just in the car, but while driving.
I was making a snap one day
Making a snap.
I was on Snapchat.
Okay. Speak English. Yes.
And I was making a snap.
What's a snap?
Which is a post on Snapchat.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I slammed into the back of somebody. So I tend to try to not be distracted while driving anymore.
Anymore?
Yeah. Try.
So you did cause an accident.
I did. Yeah.
Because you were on Snap.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So, so if you see somebody and they've got the dog in their lap and it's somebody that you know, I mean, if you could interview them for us and say, you know, you do know this is wrong, right? And if, like, if they say, why, what's the problem? Truly, I'd love to know what you say after that. Like, hold on. You don't know? You don't? God, I want to be able to do these things more often.
If you're
I would be in a lot of problems. I would have a lot of fights if I said everything I wanted to say. Yeah, I mean, I understand what tact is. You're supposed to have tact as you get older. But I just, you know, I want more people called out in their stupidity. And I'm doing it in certain respects. I mean, like, you know, I've been flatlining the Gen Zs by saying things to see their reaction, which is usually a blank stare.
How can you tell when they go from a blank stare to a blank stare?
Very good point. It's tough. Usually the blank stare involves not a lot of speaking after that.
I mean, is there a blink? Do they blink in between one blank stare to another so that you know that they've acknowledged something? Or?
Huh. I'll have to look a little bit more closely. But I just know that when they don't respond, when we're in a normal conversation mm-hmm. and you say something that throws them off and they stop speaking, that's the flat line that I'm referring
okay.
to. I mean, I should check for blinks per minute
yeah, like,
with their eyes if they don't, they stop, like if they've gone comatose yeah. or catatonic or whatever the case yeah. may be. But generally, some of these Gen Zs are already catatonic.
That's what I mean.
So it's riddled with their
so
mental illnesses
tell.
Now and all their anxieties that they can barely function in yeah. life and mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. So ask them, because I'd like to ask more people more questions in real life. I really would. I have to watch myself, because I could end up dead because of it. If I acted out on every impulse that I have to ask the questions of humanity, that I'm going to run up against the wrong person at some point.
I could see that.
And I'm going to be laying there in a pool of my own blood.
I could see that.
I'm going, because I have to really, really constrain myself against some of the stupidity I see. And I've told you, I'm going to be the one to say certain things
yeah.
to a point.
Yeah.
But I've got to remember a couple of things. I've got people that care about me. I've got people that depend upon me.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly like my blood within my body. So now I can take care of myself in certain situations. But do I want to lose my job because I'm involved in gunplay over a dog in someone's lap?
Let's say no.
I'm going to err on the side of I like my job. I'd like to keep my job for a while longer.
I would like for that not to happen.
But if, in fact, I get to a point ever in my life where I don't have to worry about money, and that's not now, but if I ever do, watch out for my mouth. This is why my wife tells me it was so good that you didn't become a cop back in 1986 like you thought you were about to become a cop. And I didn't, because I'm not sure I could have held back on just calling out stupidity when I see it. Can't help myself. All right, that's all you're going to get out of us today. Hope you liked it. If not, then, you know, I'm going to hold back.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold back.
That's good.
All right, good. I'm not going to tell you bleep off. All right? If you don't like it.
But you kind of just did.
You know, whatever.
Without doing it.
Well, you know, that's the beauty of it. When you can do it without doing it. Have a lovely day, everybody.